And it's my pleasure to welcome Charlie and the Foxtrots. Charlie and the Foxtrots. Wow, that was a lot of fun. I want to meet you all real quick and make sure we get more music. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Are you Charlie?
I'm Chaz, yeah. Okay. Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you.
And you're from Nashville now, or where are you from originally?
A few of us are from Savannah, the Savannah, Georgia area, but we all live in Nashville now.
Okay, I could try to guess who's. You sound like a Savannan, right?
Oh, yeah.
So do you learn about Juliet Gordon Lowe growing up and Girl Scouts the square?
The Girl Scout house in downtown and all that good stuff. So.
And the River Walk, is that Savannah?
River Street.
Yeah. Beautiful place.
You can tell. I like Savannah a lot, actually. How do you get the group together?
Well, I guess that's a question for Rob.
Let's go to Rob. Rob's Charlie was singing lead beautifully there and playing guitar. Rob has got the fiddle. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but I guess the short version would be I was interning for a record label-ish music company, and Chaz submitted to the website. And I was actually, sent to meet Chaz in Georgia. I'm from Nashville, so I drove up there and met Chaz. And after we played together for a little bit, we decided to form this band. Matt was playing in another band in the past with me, so he jumps on. Josh, I met him at a coffee shop in Memphis with another band while I was on tour with a different band. And then, it's a crazy long story.
You need James. To like draw this out on a diagram or something.
James, Jeremy, and I all went to high school and grew up together, so we've all known each other for a long time. So it just made sense to start playing music together. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys play real well together. Let's. I want to be sure you have a picture of what you're listening to here. So James, and you're playing a snare and djembe.
A snare and a cajon, yes, sir.
Okay, indeed.
It's like a big box.
Yeah. And nice to have you here. You're also Savannah?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here. And then on bass?
Hello, I'm Matt McClure.
Nice to meet you. And Matt's not Savannah.
No, I'm from Nashville.
I can tell. That Georgian accents. I like accents. And you?
Yeah, hi, I'm Jeremy Webster.
I was going to say Savannah. Got it there. And finally, playing a moment ago mandolin, but in a second, I'm guessing clawhammer? I don't know what style of banjo he's going to play, but he's going to play banjo.
Yeah.
Clawhammer?
I suppose. I just learned banjo.
What's your name?
Josh.
Nice to have you here as well. So, Chaz, why wasn't it Chaz in the Foxtrot?
Because, I can't really say on the radio what Charlie Foxtrot means.
Okay. I think I do know. Actually, Charlie and the Foxtrots has a nice ring to it. I like it.
Well, we thought it made sense because Foxtrot reminds us, it's a dance, so we like to dance and play.
Well, it's great. Now, you guys played in Butler last night or in Harmony in Butler County. After this next song, we'll try to run down your upcoming Pittsburgh gigs because I think you're playing tonight, tomorrow, and Monday, I think.
I have to look again.
Okay, there's a lot, so we're going to come. You're going to be our go-to guy for the gigs, or I'll look them up online. But let's hear them again. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 11:29. In Phoenix, it is 8:29. Wow. Don't worry. You're not running late.
I don't know why you guys are up on a Saturday.
It's there. There is another hour. There's AM, not just PM. Here they are again for you, Charlie and the Foxtrots.
Thank you.
have the first train home. Left me here alone. Oh, I don't blame you, nor do I choose to learn to love anew. If I am to die, leave behind a ragged light. Tell my story slow, make it sweet.
Foxtrots here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I looked up your schedule just so I wouldn't put you under any pressure. We can read it together, or why? Have you played these venues before?
We have not. I actually got in touch with some really cool local artists, and these are the places they have recommended. So we have the 31st Street Pub, Club Cafe, and Brillo Box. August 31st, tonight, is the 31st Street Pub, and then the 4th is Club Cafe, and then the 5th is Brillo Box.
Yeah, you guys are playing some great venues, so depending on your listening style, your smoking style, the 31st Street Pub, so that's tonight at 8 o'clock, and then Wednesday, Club Cafe, 7 o'clock, Brillo Box, on the 5th of September at 9 o'clock. I think I'm getting those days of the week right. Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday.
I think that's right. Sounds right to us.
Yeah, it sounds good. I had a question, and it just sort of went off. What are you doing in between? That was my question. So you're playing tonight, and you're going to have Monday and Tuesday here in Pittsburgh.
Well, we're new here, so we were just hoping to, you know, look around and see this beautiful town.
Excellent. I was going to ask if you've been here before. Wait, there's a lot to see.
Never been, ever. This is my first time. I guess last night was our first time in Pennsylvania. My first time. I don't know about you guys. But first time in Pittsburgh. We're looking to explore a little bit. Hopefully not get into too much trouble.
You can't get into too much trouble here. But there is a lot to see. The weather hopefully will get a little bit better. You've got a Kickstarter project going now?
No, sir. We had a Kickstarter. It started in April and ended in May, and it was successfully funded, and we were really fortunate, very blessed. Had a lot of great people behind us.
Excellent. And what did it enable you to do?
Record our album and get on the road. Yeah, so everything that we're doing is from that Kickstarter. It's the best thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was looking at your website, trying to get more acquainted with you, because I'm not sure. I'm guessing Erica contacted you, Erica May of our staff. We know the folks you're playing in Harmony, who you played with last night. But learning more about you, you're doing some great things. You're going on pretty much a dream tour for a young band, I think. And, it's something a lot of people dream about doing and never get to do. So, and you sound great. There's a real percussive, driving element to what you're doing. Everybody points at Mr. Drums there. But no, it's hard to pull off, actually, I think, as somebody who's been listening to old time and bluegrass music for, sadly, longer than probably, I can't believe I'm saying stuff like this, but probably for more years than I think any of you have been alive. It's hard it's hard to pull off the combination of, you know, authentic acoustic instruments and authentic singing and really good songs, but also to add that, you know, drive and not modern, but just sort of contemporary kind of sound at the same time and still have it come out sounding real, and you've achieved that. Ricky just reminded me, too, that I'm not the only one giving you praise. I knew I was looking at my phone for another reason here. You've got a woman named Grace in Cincinnati who loves you. Does anybody know who she is?
Yeah, we know Grace.
Okay.
Of course.
I hope you do. But Grace, I think that I'm the one that's... Let me get it exactly right here. Because...
That's awesome. That's cool.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's better. It gets better. Charlie and the Foxtrots, Cincinnati loves you, writes Grace. So that would include Grace and lots of other people.
We love Cincinnati. We love Pittsburgh. They spoiled us.
So let's get back. Let's have you do another song. Once again, here's Charlie and the Foxtrots.
Thank you.
Another nice song from Charlie and the Foxtrot. I want to know a little bit more about the songs and the arrangements, but not before I let you know that Dinah had to represent, or must represent, all of Kentucky, and send you well wishes from the Red Cedars. They say hello, so Kentucky and Cincinnati, and I know we're being heard in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and Arizona, so you've got like 42 more, in Oregon actually, 41 more states
right,
to
Oregon.
Go. So,
knocking them out one by one.
So who wrote this song?
Well, that one, actually the last one, Josh and I wrote, I write a lot of them, but Josh wrote the chorus to that one.
Tell me a little bit. I mean, the tempo changes, the arrangements are great. They're a lot of fun to watch, too. It's pretty hard to pull that off with four guys, let alone six. I mean, how are you doing it?
Well, I think the great thing about these guys is that we all bring something different to the table when we make music, and our personalities are very different. But that works, and I think that works when we play together. So, for instance, when I bring a song to the table, these guys do their own thing, and it just kind of happens. It's really great. There's not a lot of too much effort or having to think too much, which is good because we're musicians. yeah, it just kind of works. These guys are great. I think Rob actually was the driving force behind that breakdown for that last tune. He was like, I want a fiddle solo. And we went, so do we.
She said, oh, that's fine. You can fiddle solo over there. You know, but no, it sounded great. Really, you guys sound tremendous playing together. And again, just very natural and well intertwined. Tonight, they're at the 31st Street Pub. And
come on
we probably have time for, I think, two or three more. I'm hoping three, as long as that's okay with you guys. And who knows, maybe we'll hear from somebody besides Grace and Dinah are the latest. Somebody else will write in. If you're wondering how those are getting to us, by the way, go to slbradio.org. There's a screen that says instant input. You can type a message, and it will find its way into my pocket, and I'll share it with the band. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, this next tune, the funny thing is when you live in a van, you don't have a lot of places to practice and learn our tunes, so we just kind of find the least scary-looking park to play in. That's a good thing about having an acoustic band. So this tune we learned a couple days ago in Columbus, Ohio. I wrote this tune, and then I said, we need to learn it. So we learned it in a park, and we're about to play it.
Here again, Charlie and the Foxtrots.
Walk among the pines, built from an old man's burden life, soaking all I see, change what an old man means to me. Light a cigarette. Sister,
Nice waltz for the boys and girls from Charlie of the Foxtrots here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And look for them tonight, 31st Street Pub, 8 o'clock. And then they're going to check out Pittsburgh Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Then it's Wednesday at Club Cafe and Thursday at Brillo Box. All good playing spaces. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. I think we'll have time. We have about 10 minutes of radio time. I think we can get two in
there.
Let's
do it.
Let's get two. One question, silly question. Are you traveling in one vehicle?
Yes, sir. We're traveling in a true, poor band fashion. We got a van and a trailer, and the trailer we got the day we left for tour, it was kind of a last minute thing. We went, okay, all of our stuff won't fit in the van. We really need a trailer. So we spent our last dime on, literally had just enough money to get a trailer, and then got it and had no money, and then got to the next place, and then made a little money and got to the next place.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, you're somewhere between a van and a bus, or a van and, six adults. It's a lot to cart around. Andy Collier's doing a great job on the mix, and thank you, Andy. It sounds great out here, but it also sounds great coming out over the radio. What's next?
This next tune is called Evergreen Philosophy. It's the title track of our EP, the Evergreen
EP. It's a great song. I listened to it about 10 times yesterday. Awesome. I had it looping, and after 3 times, I said, I'm going to keep it looping. I really liked it.
You can get it for a free download on our Bandcamp, or you could check out the EP on iTunes. Hope you enjoy this.
1, 2, 3, 4. So right.
That's Charlie and the Foxtrots at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I'm so glad that you guys were able to make it.
Us too. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I really like the intricacy and all the parts combining to make the whole, you know, I'm noticing all those details, and I think anybody listening to you is going to notice all the details as they come together too. So congratulations. You have a great sound. I'm going to let you take us out while I remind you and thank you for helping me welcome Charlie and the Foxtrots today here to the Saturday Light Brigade. They'll be, as I mentioned, at the 31st Street Pub tonight on the 4th and 5th of September
at
Club Cafe
and
Brillo Box. Thank you. Labor Day weekend. Let's root for the Pirates, see if we can keep going here. And once again, Charlie and the Foxtrots.
I taught, I learned to come and go. Will I be selfish or alone? Always alone. I'll stay the night with you instead. Escape the walls in my head. These walls I dread. So just
Thank y'all for having us.
Charlie and the Foxtrots, join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.